Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Brian Gorbett, and I am joined by Paul Sterling from Umbraco. And tell me a little bit about what you do for Umbraco.
Sure. So I'm the lead for North America. Okay. I do a lot of evangelism, talking to people about what Umbraco is, what it can do, how it can take their web development to the next level.
Yeah, so what can it do? So for folks that don't know Umbraco...
What can it do? Yeah.
Yeah, what can't it do? Right. Yes, yes.
Umbraco is a web content management system.
Okay.
So it's if you are building websites that are content-based, it's a great fit.
Oh, okay.
You might think of it as the next level of WordPress.
So
if you're using WordPress, you want to do a little more. It's a great segue.
Oh, cool.
And in addition, it's really a framework, so you can build your app on top of Umbraco framework in a very prescribed manner and keeps you, since it is a framework, from having to do a lot of the underplumbing.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's super important. So I know that you've released a new release that is now really taking advantage as a first-class citizen almost of our Razor scripting engine. Can you talk a little bit about that and what some of the enhancements you made?
Sure. So we're very excited about Razor.
Yeah,
it's a scripting-like language, so maybe like PHP, which is very applicable to much web development.
Sure.
And now with Microsoft releasing Razor View Engine with MVC, as well as Web Matrix, the development tool,
right.
We have integrated the Razor View Engine right into our core.
Oh, wow.
And what that means is that you can use, say, a tool like Web Matrix to create Razor-based code, which is a very simple code to do really nice things, and it doesn't take much at all in terms of developer time or investment.
That's great. Yeah, and sometimes simple is elegant, right? You don't want to be overly complicated.
We think so. That's certainly our approach. And if your site that you've invested little in is so wildly successful that you then need to take it to that next level, well, then you can step up and go ahead and build it a different way using the full .NET APIs.
And all
of that's available in the web framework.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you that. So if you really wanted to start getting into some compiled now languages, Umbraco fully supports that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a really nice extensibility model, which we don't need to talk about in our 4 minutes here. But there are lots of integration points for Umbraco.
Oh really?
Razor is only one of them.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that you make it easy to also discover Umbraco through Web Matrix. So if somebody it uses Web Matrix for the first time, maybe you make it easy for them to go find out what it is.
That's exactly right. So you can install, if you have Web Matrix installed, which a lot of people do, and you should anyways.
Right. Yeah.
It's very easy to install Umbraco. It's one of the default apps that you can install from within Web Matrix.
That's great. So the next level of Umbraco, what is it? What are you thinking about? What are you looking at? I love how the Razor integration is there, but what should developers be thinking about when they're thinking about a content-based website?
Right. So Umbraco uses web best practices and web standards all throughout.
That's fantastic.
And so if that's your approach, you will naturally feel at home with Umbraco.
Okay.
We also, because we're built on top of the ASP.NET runtime, ASP.NET web forms runtime, anything you're used to doing with ASP.NET, you can do with Umbraco.
Oh, great.
Just as it is. And in the future, with version 5 coming out later this year in 2011, you'll also be able to do that using MVC, which is becoming more and more widely used.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. So thank you so much for taking the time, Paul. I really appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for watching Bites by MSDN.